الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن اقتدى بسنته ليوم الدين، أما بعد. So بإذن الله تعالى we'll continue بإذن الله with the reading of إغاظة العفان في مصائد الشيطان لشيخ الإسلام ابن قيم رحمه الله تعالى. And that is the supporting the distressed from the plots and the trickery and tricks of shaitan. And we are still in the muqaddimah introduction of the book from Ibn Qayyim, which in itself, sarahatan, as Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, hafidhahullahu ta'ala, mentioned that it is indeed a mighty introduction. It's a mighty introduction, where in it are fruits and benefits as it relates to aqeedah, and also as it relates to affairs of the heart, which no doubt emanates from the aqeedah. And we reached the statement of Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, where he, after mentioning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is arhama, that is more merciful to his slaves, min al-walidati bi waladiha rafiqa, then a compassionate mother is to her child. And then he mentions, fa in taba fa huwa afrah bi tawbatihi min al-faqid li rahilatihi allati alayhi ta'amuhu wa sharabuhu fil ardi ad-dawiyyah المهلكة إذا وجدها وقد تهيأ لموته وانقطاع أوصاله. And that is that he mentioned rahimullah regarding the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his forgiving and the tawbah that he subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened for his ibad. And he said that Allah is more beloved of an individual's tawbah and is happier when an individual repents to him subhanahu wa ta'ala than an individual who has lost his riding beast in which his livelihood, all of his livelihood is on that beast. And he's relating here the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Allahu afrah bi tawbati 'abdihi al-mu'min min rajulin nazala fi ardin dawiyya, al-hadith. The narration where the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more happy or happier with the repentance of his slave than an individual, happier than an individual who has lost his livelihood, meaning that he tied his camel or his riding beast, and on top of his riding beast was his belongings. And then the riding beast fled. It fled. And he chased after looking for his beast for his livelihood. And he couldn't find it. And then in the hadith it mentions that he went back to the place in which he lost the beast. And he stayed there. Tahayya'a, as he says, Ibn Qayyim limawtihi, to prepare for his death, because his livelihood, sustenance, food, is gone. So he was just waiting for himself to die because of lack of sustenance. And then his beast came back. His beast came back. And he was so happy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah is happier than this individual. Allah is happier than this individual who is happy that his belongings has returned to him. Showing that Allah is happier for the repentance of his abd, his slaves in this regard. Showing the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that his slave, they sin, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgives them. And the Bab al-Tawbah maftuha, or maftuh, the door of Tawbah, the door of repentance is open. And then he says, rahimullah, وَإِنَّ أَصَرَّ عَلَى الْإِعْرَاضِ وَإِنَّ أَصَرَّ عَلَى الْإِعْرَاضِ وَلَمْ يَتَعَرَّضْ لِأَسْبَابِ الرَّحْمَةِ بَلْ أَصَرَّ عَلَى الْعِصْيَانِ فِي إِدْبَارِهِ وَإِقْبَالِهِ وَصَالَحَ عَدُوَّهُ وَقَاطَعَ سَيِّدَهُ فَقَدْ اسْتَحَقَّ الْهَلَاكَ وَلَا يَهْلِكُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الشَّقِيُّ الْحَالِكُ لِعَظِيمِ رَحْمَتِهِ وَسِعَةِ إِفْضَالِهِ. He says, Rahimullah Ibn Qayyim, again, as we're reading this, my beloved brothers and sisters, he's preparing us for the affairs of the heart and protecting the heart and curing the sick heart by this introduction of instilling the affair of Tawheed and instilling the affair of obedience to the ruler, to the reader. He says here, and if the slave is persistent in turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is turning away from the means of attaining mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's being persistent in disobeying him in all his affairs, and he is supporting and aiding his enemy, yani the shaytan, وَقَاطَعَ سَيِّدَهُ, and cutting ties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقَدْ اسْتَحَقَّ الْحَلَاكِ, then he indeed deserves to perish, because none perishes except the one that is wretched. Why? Because of the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given and showed many avenues in which one can attain forgiveness from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from them is making tawbah, fatubu wa tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha, repent to Allah with a sincere repentance, wastaghfir li dhanbik, seek forgiveness for your sins. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messengers, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the hadith al-Qudsi, he says, تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, that you sin by night and day, وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, and he says subhanahu wa ta'ala that he forgives all sins, فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, so seek forgiveness for me and I will forgive you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the door. So the one that does not take these means that Allah has given for forgiveness, the one that does not seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that does not ask Allah and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dua huwa al-ibadah, supplication is worship, he doesn't make dua, he doesn't seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not refrain from disobeying Allah, and if he was to disobey, he doesn't turn to Allah in repentance, وَأَنِيبُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ, and turn and devote to your Lord, and turn and devote to your Lord in repentance. He doesn't do this. He doesn't take the avenues, as mentioned in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتْ وَأَتْبِعْ سَيِّئَاتْ حَسَنَا تَمْحُوهَا. Where he says sallallahu alaihi wasallam in hadith of Abi Dharr and Mu'adh ibn Jabir radiyallahu anhuma, follow a bad deed with a good deed. Fear Allah wherever you may be, and follow a bad deed with a good deed, for verily it will wipe it. So by doing good deeds, giving in sadaqah, giving in charity, are means for sins to be forgiven. Meaning the sagha'id, the minor sins. Jumma ila Jumma, Ramadan ila Ramadan, mukaffirat ma bainhuma al hadith. Wa kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Jumma to Jumma, from Ramadan to Ramadan, these are ways for sins to be wiped out. Majtanabat kaba'ir, just as long as they stay away from the major sins, which requires explicit tawbah and repenting to Allah and making istighfar. So after all of these avenues that Allah has laid down and given, from the Quran and from the Sunnah, the many verses that Allah, He said, is Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, in the linguistic form of fa'lan, Ar-Rahman fa'lan, in the linguistic form showing His vast mercy, encompassing mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that He's Al-Ghafoor, the all-forgiving subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's given avenues to seek forgiveness and to have our sins forgiven. And the individual that after all of this, أصر على العصيان في إدباره وأقباله, he becomes persistent and stubborn as it relates to his disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he is indeed in that state, and he's taken the adu, shaitan, as a wali, as an ally, and Allah cut ties from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that sila baynahu wa bayna Allah, that link between him and between him and Allah, or between her and Allah, that salah, that prayer, that ibadah, that devotion, that inabah, if they do not have all of these and they're devoid of this, barakallahu feekum, faqad istahaqqa al-halak, Ibn Qayyim mentions. He deserves punishment. Why? Because of the azim rahmatihi, because of the encompassing mercy of Allah. So the one who perishes on that day hereafter, indeed has deserved it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed showered His mercy upon mankind by sending Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by revealing the Qur'an, by the commands and the prohibitions, by the ilm al-nafi', the beneficial knowledge that He has subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to His ibad. And then after that, Ibn Qayyim, he says, the second portion of today's lesson, you can say, he says, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ لَلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا أَحَدًا فَرْدًا صَمَدًا جَلَّ عَلَى الْأَشْبَاهِ وَالْأَمْثَالِ وَتَقَدَّسَ عَنِ الْأَنْدَادِ وَالْأَنْدَادِ وَالشُّرَكَاءِ وَالْأَشْكَالِ لَا مَانِعَ لِمَا أَعْطَى وَلَا مُعْتِي لِمَا مَنَعَ وَلَا رَدٌّ لِحُكْمِهِ وَلَا مُعَاقِبٌ لِأَمْرِهِ وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ وَمَا لَهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَالٍ. He then says, Rahimullah, testifying that there's none that deserves to be worshipped in reality except Allah. No partners are with Him. He is alone in His deity subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says that he is a samad, the one that is not in need of others, and others are in need of him. There is none like unto him. There is none equal to him. No partners with him subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا مَانِيَ لِمَا أَعْطَى. There's none that can withhold that which Allah gives. And there's وَلَا مُعْتِ لِمَا مَنَعْ. There's none that can give that which Allah withholds. وَلَا رَدْ لِحُكْمِهِ. None can repel His ruling subhanahu wa ta'ala, or avert His command. And then he mentions the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and when Allah intends for a people ill, there is no repelling it. And there is not for them besides Allah an ally or helper. And this here, barakallahu fikum, Ibn Qayyim is mentioning the kalimat of tawheed, la ilaha illallah, after mentioning all of the affairs, the encompassing mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His names and His attributes, and nothing is hidden from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He is alone without any partners in His mulk, in His dominion, in Him being the creator, in His rububiyyah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentions the shahada, brings it back again to la ilaha illallah, the kalimatul la ilaha illallah. And that is a nice benefit from Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, that when we're giving da'wah to this la ilaha illallah, this kalimat tayyibah, this beautiful kalimah, la ilaha illallah, we have to remember and use the affairs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, that show that He is the one that deserves to be worshipped alone. For Him, from His encompassing mercy, from His perfect names and His attributes, for Him being the creator of the heavens and the earth, for the one yasma' dajij al-aswat bi-ikhtilafi al-lughat, ala tafannun al-hajat, the one that hears all sounds, even though at the same time, with various languages and various requests. فَلَا يَشْغُلُهُ سَمْعًا سَمْعًا. He doesn't, nothing, no of these requests hide the other with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is concealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this, Ibn Qayyim is showing the ways that we establish to the people that Allah deserves to be worshipped alone without no partners. And he shows the shahada. And then he further returns now to some of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves to be worshipped without any partners. And that is, لَا مَانَ لِمَا أَعْطَى. There's no one that can withhold that which Allah gives. So then the slave is patient as it relates to that which they have or that which they do not have. From that which they do not have, from wealth, they are patient and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Razzaq, the provider. وَلَا مُعْتِ لِمَا مَنَعَ. And none can give that which he withholds, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he mentions the verse. And the verse that he mentions here, ibadallah, is from Surah Al-Ra'd. And is verse number 11. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُ مُعَاقِبَاتٌ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَ لَهُ وَمَا لَهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَالٍ. And that is that the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he says, and for each one, yani each individual, there is successive angels before and behind him who protect him by the decree of Allah. This is from the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The jobs and the wazifa and the duties of the angels, as Allah has given them that duty. And indeed Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves. Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change that which is within themselves. And Imam As-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, regarding this verse, he mentions, he said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا يَنْتَقِلْ, يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ مِنَ النِّعْمَةِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ, that Allah does not change that which the blessings that an individual is upon, or that which that they receive. Allah will not change it. It will remain. حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, until they change that which is within them. يعني يَنْتَقِلُونَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ إِلَى الْكُفْرِ وَمِنَ الطَّاعَةِ إِلَى الْمَعْصِيَةِ. Yani they revert from belief to disbelief. And they move from obedience to disobedience. The moment that they move away from the obedience of Allah, their state changes. There will be trials, there will be afflictions, there will be sicknesses, there will be amrah, there will be poverty, there will be lack of risk, lack of provisions. There will be hurt, there will be harm. And that was because of them turning away from the obedience of Allah. And likewise he said, Imam As-Sa'di rahimahullah, وَكَذَلِكَ إِذَا غَيَّرَ الْعِبَادِ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. And in this verse, لَا يُغَيِّرُ اللَّهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That Allah does not change that which is in the people until they change that is within themselves. It also has another meaning. And that is that if an individual is upon disobedience, and with that disobedience comes the hardening of the heart, the lack of blessings in provisions. So then the individual turns to Allah, firru ilallah. He turns to Allah. He flees to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She flees to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repents to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes his hal and changes their situation and gives them the ni'mah. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجَعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whoever fears Allah, Allah will give them an exit. So likewise, ya ibadallah, the one who stops their disobedience and obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their predicament and their harm that they're in. And that is what we're looking at now. Now we're in a state here where there is hysteria and confusion, and the people are concerned And the people that are going to be safe are the people of Tawheed. The people who turn to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And turn to the repentance and seeking forgiveness. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من وجد خيرا فليحمد الله ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه. Whoever finds good, then let them praise Allah. And whoever finds other than that, then do not blame no one but themselves. So this should be the initial action of all of us in this state here, that we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make istighfar and repent to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مُرَدَّ لَهُ وَمَا لَهُ مِن دُونِهِ مِن وَالٍ. If Allah wants ill for a people, there's none that can avert it. None that can avert it. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we turn to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third section that Ibn Qayyim, he mentions after this, is regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدَهُ وَرَسُولُهُ الْقَائِمٌ لَهُ بِحَقِّهِ. He now testifies that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Messenger of Allah. He's a Messenger of Allah. And then afterwards, barakallahu feekum, he mentions certain characteristics and virtues of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we're going to enumerate them now, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, Rabbil Arshil Azim. So the first characteristic he says, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ. He says that he is a slave of Allah. And this is the most noble of characteristics of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is that he's a slave of Allah. Like he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا أَنَا عَبْدٌ. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily I am a slave. I am a worshipper of Allah. And this no doubt is something that is what all of the messengers alayhi salatu wa sallam have said. And from them is Isa, where he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ. Verily Allah is my Lord. Yani I'm His servant. And your Lord. So worship Him. Yani worship Him alone without any partners. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah commanded him, he said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرُجُ لِقَاءَ رَبِّي فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, O Muhammad, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. I'm a man like you. I'm a bashar. I'm a human being like you. عَبْدٌ مِنْ عَبِيد. I'm a worshipper from the worshippers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. And he said that it's been revealed to me that your Lord is one that deserves to be worshipped alone. And this brings us to the second characteristic that is mentioned. And that is that Ibn Qayyim says, وَرَسُولُهُ, and his messenger. And Imam As-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala says, أَيْ فَضَّلْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَحِي يُوحَى إِلَيَّ إِنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. It's been revealed to me that your God, your Lord Allah is the one that deserves to be worshipped alone. He says, أَيْ فَضَّلْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَحِي. That which distinguishes him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from others, is that he has received the revelation, that he is the messenger of Allah. So this is the second characteristic that Ibn Qayyim mentions. And the first characteristic, abduhu, he's a slave, is a refutation against the Sufis. It's a refutation against those who raise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam above his station to the station of servitude, or being a deity. And rasuluhu, and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a refutation against the Jews and the Christians and those who reject his messengership, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, Al-Qa'imun lahu bihaqqih. And then he mentions the next characteristic, which is the third, that the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fulfilled the rights that were upon him. And then he mentions the fifth, Wa'aminu. And that he was trustworthy, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala ta'munani wa ana aminun man fi sama. The messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a trusted one for Allah who is above the heavens. So he's aminu ala wahyihi. And he is trustworthy, which is the next characteristic as it relates to his revelation. and that is disseminating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his prohibitions. وَخِيرَتَهُ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. And the next characteristic, that he is the best of his creation, of the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him the best of creation. And the next characteristic, أَرْسَلَهُ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He has sent him as a mercy to all of mankind. And this is in accordance to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I have not sent you except as a mercy to mankind. The sending of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a mercy to mankind. So it's يجب علينا اتباعه. So therefore it's obligatory upon us to be grateful for that rahmah, for that mercy that Allah has sent in the sending of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So upon us is to be grateful by following him and following his sunnah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ikhwa, you listen to and read the ibarat of Ibn Qayyim rahimullah in this muqaddimah. In this introduction alone, mentions the aqeed of Ahlul Sunnah and how we have to be with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he is a mercy. And as is mentioned, barakallahu fikum, in the authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Nabi Rahmah. From his name, is that is the Prophet of Mercy, Nabi Rahmah. And that is from the hadith and Abi Musa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Ana Muhammadun wa Ahmadu wal Muqaffi wal Hashiru wa Nabiyyu Tawbah wa Nabiyyu Rahmah. He said, I am, in the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ashari in Sahih Muslim, he said, I am Muhammad, I am Ahmad, I am the last in succession, the Hashir, the one that those are gathered and test and questioned regarding following, the Prophet of Repentance, Nabiyyu Tawbah, and the Prophet of Mercy, Nabiyyu Rahmah. So from the characteristics Ibn Qayyim, he mentions here, أَرْسَلَهُ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Sent him as a mercy to mankind. And the next characteristic he says, وَإِمَامًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the leader of the people of taqwa. And the people of taqwa are the people who follow him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا وَلَا تَتَّبِي السُّبَلْ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Follow this, my straight path. And that's the path that Allah has sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to show to the people. Follow it and do not divert from his path. This I advise you with in order for you to attain taqwa. So he is the imam of the muttaqeen. He is the imam of those who are the pious, because the pious are those who follow him. And the imam huwa alladhi yuqtada bih. And the imam is the one that follows. And those that follow this imam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are the muttaqeen. And the next, he says, وَحَسْرَةً عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. And he will be a form of regret for those who disbelieved in him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The disbelievers, those who did not follow his message, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is that the kuffar, barakallahu fikum, may Allah protect us all, that the kuffar in the hereafter, when they see the hellfire that they are destined, they say, يَا لَيْتَنَا أَطَعْنَا اللَّهَ وَأَطَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ. يَا لَيْتَنَا. They will have regrets. حَسْرَةٌ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. It's a regret for the disbelievers. And Allah says that in the hereafter they will have this regret. And they will say, Ya laytana, woe be to us. We've obeyed Allah and obeyed the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the characteristics of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that he will be, there will be the people who do not follow him, barakallahu fikum, because of their disobedience to Allah and not following the sunnah, that there will be, it will be a form of regret for them in not following him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَحُجَّةً حُجَّةً عَلَى الْعِبَادِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And that he is a proof and evidence for all of mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is, all of mankind will be questioned. مَاذَا أَجِبُتُمْ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. What did you answer regarding the messengers? Did you answer their call? Did you obey the commandments? Did you stay away from the prohibitions? Did you believe in your belief, in your aqeedah, how you're supposed to believe that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had commanded? Did you respect his companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum?
Did you follow his sunnah? Did you innovate in the deen? Did you introduce newly invented matters to the religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected bi tariqih through the sending of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Mada ajabtum? What's your answer as it relates to the belief of the messengers and following the messengers, and from them the finality of the messengers, Rasulullah Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rusulan mubashirin wa munzirin li an la yakuna linnasi ala Allahi hujjatun ba'da rusul. No proof, no, there's no argument for you. Do not obey Allah, do not follow the messengers sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have been sent as givers of glad tidings and warners. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hujjatun ala al-ibad ajma'in, is a proof upon all of the creation. And the next characteristic, وَبَعَثَهُ عَلَى حِينِ فَتْرَةٍ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. And then he sent him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a point when there weren't any messengers for a long time. Meaning that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to mankind. And at a time when the last messenger that was sent to Bani Israel was Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, around 400 years prior to the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fitratun min ar-rusul. People had forgotten their religion. People had forgotten the tawheed, ignored the tawheed, transgressed. Fitratun min ar-rusul. There was a period of time that there wasn't any messengers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him Khatim Nabiyyin as a seal of all the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. فَهَدَى بِهِ إِلَّا أَقْوَمِ الطُّرُقِ وَأَوْضَحِ السُّبَلِ. And then he subhanahu wa ta'ala, through him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guided the people to the most correct, or the correct path, the correct and clear path. And this is the way of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another virtue that is mentioned, Ibn Qayyim mentions here, وَافْتَرَضَ عَلَى عِبَادِهِ طَعَاتِهِ. And Allah has made it obligatory to obey this man, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Imam Ahmed rahimahullahu ta'ala had mentioned that the amr li ta'ati Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam madhkur fi al-Qur'an akthar min 50 marrah. That the command of obeying the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in the Qur'an more than 50 times. More than 50 times. Bitikrar, repetition. And this is from the virtue of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from those affairs that he mentioned, wa muhabbatihi, and they've been made obligatory for them to have love of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to have respect for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to establish his rights sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ibn Qayyim, he says after that, wa sadda ila jannatihi jami'a turuq. Allah has closed all paths to Jannah. فَلَمْ يُفْتَحْ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا مِنْ تَرِيقِهِ. There is no opening to paradise except through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the door of following his sunnah and following his messengership sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this no doubt is a virtue, major virtue for sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. فَشَرَحَ لَهُ صَدْرَهُ وَوَضَعَ عَنْهُ وِزْرَهُ وَرَفَعَ لَهُ ذِكْرَهُ وَجَعَلَ الذِّلَّةَ وَالصِّغَارَ عَلَى مَنْ خَالَفَ أَمْرِهِ وَأَقْسَمَ بِحَيَاتِهِ فِي كِتَابِهِ الْمُبِينِ وَقَرَنَ إِسْمَهُ بِإِسْمِهِ فَلَا يُذْكَرْ إِلَّا ذُكِرَ مَعَهُ كَمَا فِي التَّشَهُدِ وَالْخُطَبِ وَالتَّأْذِينِ. He says, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, again showing the, mentioning the virtues of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that those who, Allah has made it, that those who oppose him and oppose his command, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he has placed, Allah has placed humiliation upon them. And that's taken from the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the athar where he says, ju'ila al-dhillah, the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, rather it's a hadith, ju'ila al-dhillah wa-sighar li-kulli man khalafa amri, in the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that humiliation, and humiliation will befall all of those who oppose my affair. Who oppose the affair of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has made that be the case. That the one who opposes the affair of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is humiliated. There isn't anyone that opposes the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam except that they'll be humiliated either today or tomorrow. Either in this life or the next. And this is from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the virtues of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa aqsama bi hayatihi fi kitabihi. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sworn by his life. Allah has sworn by the life of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Allah swears by something, it shows its virtue. Wal asr. And by time, showing the importance of time. Wal najm. And showing the importance of the stars and their duties. And he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, La amruka innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahoon. By your life, he mentions subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hijr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing the virtue of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Ibn Qayyim mentions further on, he says, وَقَرَنَ إِسْمَهُ بِإِسْمِهِ وَقَرَنَ إِسْمَهُ بِإِسْمِهِ. And that Allah has connected his name with the name of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this no doubt is a virtue. فَلَا يُذْكَرْ إِلَّا ذُكَرَ مَعْهُ. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like he's in a tashahud. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah. This is the pillar. The first pillar of Islam is the shahadatan. It's considered one pillar. And that is the shahada of tawheed. La ilaha illallah. And the shahada that Muhammad is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is one shahada. This is one pillar. And when an individual enters Islam, they say that shahada. They say, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And this is the virtue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the khutb, in the khutbatul haja, when khutb are mentioned, sermons are mentioned, amma ba'd, فَإِنَّ أَصْدَقَ الْكَلَامِ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ وَخَيْرَ الْهَدِي هَدِي مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And to proceed, and that which has followed. The best and truthful speech is from Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَتَأْذِينَ And in the adhan. And that is that Allah, وَشَهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ اللَّهِ وَشَهَدُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ in the adhan. And that is a virtue he mentions here of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Qayyim is mentioning all of this, ya ibadallah, to show the importance of a tawheed and the importance of following the sunnah as it relates to the affair that we are going to read on regarding, and that is the heart. Not the way of the Sufis or the way of Ahl al-Bidah, the way of the heart being purified and protected from a denis is by following the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَائِمًا بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ لَا يَرُدُّهُ عَنْهُ رَادٌ مُشَمِّرًا فِي مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ لَا يَصُدُّ عَنْ ذَلِكَ صَادٌ إِلَى أَنْ أَشْرَقَتِ الدُّنْيَا بِرِسَالَتِهِ ضِيَاءً وَابْتِهَاجًا وَدَخَلَ النَّاسُ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا أَفْوَاجًا وصار دعوته مسير الشمس في الأقطار وبلغ دينه القيم ما بلغ الليل والنهار ثم استعثر الله به لينجز له ما وعده به في كتابه المبين بعد أن بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجهد في الله حق الجهاد وأقام الدين وترك أمته على البيضاء الواضحة البينة للسالكين وقال هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. And then I've mentioned all of this in one go because of time, and that is that he mentions rahimullah the da'wah and the call of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him, Yayul Muddathir commanded him to call his people and call the ummah and give the da'wah to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then people entered into Islam in numbers, and the da'wah and the call of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which illuminated the earth, the da'wah of tawheed, the da'wah of his sunnah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he fulfilled his promise and that which he's been commanded with in advising and calling the ummah and calling to a tawheed. And that is from the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هذه سبيلي, this is my path, I call to Allah upon basira, upon sure knowledge, I and those with me, wa subhanallah, wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen, and all Allah is free from imperfections, and I am not from the polytheists. And that is the da'wah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the da'wah to tawheed. Establishing this, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, in his introduction, before we enter the affair of the heart and the fear of repelling the plots and tricks of shaitan. Indeed, the person who obeys Allah and follows the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follows his da'wah, this call, indeed will be safe by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the plots of shaitan. Hadha wallahu a'lam. And with this we conclude till next week. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala rabbil arshil azim wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.